Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. I'm Tower, here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Do not miss this post on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post. Breaking Unveiling Delusion. Breaking Unveiling Delusion, Something They're Not Telling You, relates key details and information concerning things that have happened in America. Latest posts on warn-usa.com. Do not miss our featured posts on blood guilt. These are featured prominently on the front of Warn Radio at warn-usa.com. Do not miss this post, Blood Guilt Series Classic, Warn Radio In-Depth Series on Blood Guilt. And do not miss this post, Blood Guilt, I, Cain, Killed Abel, The Beginning of Blood Guilt and How It Relates Today. And do not miss this post, American Tophet, Valley of Hinnom, Blood Guilt and America. Do not miss this post, Son in Faith, Epistles of Timothy, Part 1. The first epistle in our Timothy series, Son in Faith. He was his son in the faith, a faithful minister to those in Ephesus, and looked to his father in faith, the Apostle Paul, for guidance. The latest post on danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post, The American Civil War, Then and Now. The American Civil War, Then and Now is a featured post. Many years ago, I originally wrote about the Second Civil War coming to America. Men forget history or fail to heed its warnings. Today, in 2022, we have a divisive country with many more threats today than ever before. And be sure to check out The Rising by The Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. It's a Christian fiction thriller. There's danger and intrigue. Dark forces are plotting. The nation is at risk. Can Mac save the United States? Be sure to go to warn-usa.com. It's danaglennsmith.com to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter. And you can also visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. It feels close to summer. It's getting warm. Yep.
I am glad.
And so, one of those things, you know, that's one of the things about prophecy. You know, seasons come and go.
Faster than you want them to.
But, you know, the Lord has it made to where there will always be seasons.
Yes, there
you
will.
You know, when the sun's in the sky, and I mean, there's a lot of things that assures people the whole thing ain't going to blitzkrieg, but one day, you know, Scripture says men's hearts will fail them for fear of those things coming on the earth.
Yes, it will. If you think it's scary now, you better hang on to your hat.
That's right. Well, the first thing up is Prophecy Harbinger of Portent. This is a featured article, and you'll find this over on danaglennsmith.com and warren-usa.com, always in our article section. And it always centers around, you know, prophecy, America, the end of days. But this one specifically mentions the first time that I talked about judgment coming on America and the words, America as I know it, matter of fact, it was America as you know it, would cease to exist. And so back in 1973, talking to Tower, was the first time I mentioned that phrase to somebody else. Because I didn't.
And you can, back then you wouldn't have imagined what's going on today, and you wouldn't even think, well, that's just not possible to even come about.
Yeah, because after you have that, you know, the Lord starts bringing you along. I mean, that's about all you can say, you know. Now I understand it. But I didn't.
Me too. Boy, I don't want to understand it. I mean, that isn't what I meant. I meant I don't like to have to understand this and see what's going on.
But the testimony is here. It's sealed and going forth. Before God I stand and nothing else. Dissolution is a sad testament. Even worse, it's happening in our day and age. Weep, O thou, as if she were your very dear one. Weep again, I say, for within thy heart lay the truth. Those who will kill her will bring to themselves even worse heartache than yours right now. And you can bet the farm on that.
That's right.
Because it's true that Americans today are sleepy and tired from years of false impeachment, stolen elections, liberal socialism, COVID, pandemics, lockdowns, Antifa, BLM, lawlessness, and the open border.
Amen.
But see, the one thing that I bring out in this, because I've updated this, was America has a coup d'etat, which is being driven by outside influences, but it's being poured through the presidency of Joseph Biden. And I doubt Joe Biden really realizes that, but there are powers, deep, dark-seated powers in this country that are working together to have a coup d'etat, not to overthrow Joe Biden, but to overthrow America totally and change it. That's their goal. So, if you want to read this, it's America's Prophecy, Harbinger of Portent, and go to our websites to read it. Now, I've got a lot of stuff on there, so check it out. We are also now on Truth Social, and we are building up our group over there of those who are following us. But we've been on social media for, well, it pretty much we're going to be fulfilling our 25th year next year. And so we've been on social media almost all that time that there's been a social media. Because I was doing, I was on the internet before Twitter was even born and all these others. So at any rate, you know, especially today, you know, the thing that's hitting America now, of course, is that horrid killing down south in Texas.
It's just awful.
Everybody's talking about it. And there is a reason for why this is happening. We have a lot of murders in America. And it's not because of gun control. It is because of blood guilt. It's because of the killing of innocent people. It's because we are... Now, you can laugh, but America is a sinner nation. Now, you can, you know, become a Christian and have a way to walk before the Lord that's pleasing. Doesn't mean all Christians are perfect. But you see, America and its culture is corrupt because the people are corrupt. It doesn't mean all of America is corrupt, but a good portion of it. America needs to repent. Our children, for all you Christians out there that are truly born again, America needs to be saved. The kids, the children need to be saved. They need to be delivered, first of all.
Amen.
You have a lot of demon-driven, unclean-driven children that have been taught by corrupt adults. And, you know, this first one comes to us from FaithWire. But we're talking about America today for a while. America is not safe, in other words, because of our culture change. Now, in the old days, I used to quote George Barna a lot. And this is a guy that's been tracking the culture and the trends in America for a very long time. Years and years and years ago, we had Barna. And he's still, yeah, he's still doing it. But he said the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University found that 37% of U.S.-based pastors hold to a biblical worldview. Now, see, as a believer, as a watchman, I have always had, and so has Tower, a biblical worldview. And of the Bible is true in all manner of faith and practice before God. And based on those two things, a biblical worldview is based on God's unchanging word. Since God is the creator of everything in heaven and earth, He's the standard for truth.
Amen.
Now that's the biblical worldview or Christian worldview. Except today we have Christianity, Christians, and denominations that don't hold with that. Don't have a biblical worldview. Matter of fact, in some of them, they don't even hold to the true redemption found in Christ Jesus, which makes them profane, which makes them... Everyone who's following them will die in their sins. Everyone, unless they repent. So this is what's happening in America today. Now, make no mistake, it's happening worldwide too. And if you get over in China, there's a whole pile of people headed towards perdition and destruction. And that's why many of the Christians in China have always wanted even the communists to come to the Lord. And... You know, this is it. You know, I mean, when you have a culture like China, you know, or North Korea, or Iran, and there's many others that are totally antichrist, there are people that get saved in there. Even in North Korea, even in China, they continue to believe in the Lord. There's nothing that can stop it because it's supernatural.
Yeah, God is amazing.
Yeah. And Barna said of this particular thing, it's a strong piece of evidence that culture is influencing the American church more than Christian churches are influencing the culture. Now, I think, and there's more to his statement, but I'm not going to read it, but that particular statement right there, Tower, really explains a lot. And of course, I would expect that to be the truth anyway, because I get it from another. I'm not having a research, you know, I'm not going out and asking people. I just observe it.
Right.
And I observe the fruits, and I know what the Lord has told me, the things I'm supposed to write and stuff. And so I know the Spirit of God tells me, the Spirit of God witnesses to me those things that are going on in this country.
That's right.
And I can tell you that America is not on good footing. And for those of you in the churches, you need to make sure your pastors and associate pastors and assistant pastors have a biblical worldview. And if you got a pastor that has no clue about being redeemed through Christ Jesus or Yeshua HaMashiach, and that he came to die on the cross for your and my sins, he is the only begotten Son of God. If you don't believe that the Father has a Son and the Son has a Father, you are an antichrist and you are going to perdition or hell, period. That's the way it is. And of course, when you begin to get on the internet then, you know, you see, on the internet, they will take off stuff they don't like, just like we've had for years. Part of our broadcasts go through Spreaker. Spreaker was automatically posting them to YouTube. Well, I stopped that because YouTube has taken down another one of ours, and if they take down one more, they're going to remove the account. And what they do is they have all these liberals and these brainwashed people that are there, and they will put up, you know, Satanist stuff. They will do just about anything, but they will not allow you to preach the truth of the gospel.
Isn't that nuts? It's just nuts.
And so we've got a big problem in America because we talk about the ability to have free speech, but there's a lot of Christians, patriots, Donald Trump, and I mean, Mike Lindell. I mean, there's a whole pile of them that had their rights taken away from them. That's the America today. You go up in Canada, they're just the same way. You go over to the World Economic Forum, and you listen to Klaus Schwab and all of his brainwashed elites. You know, they've got a plan for you, whether you like it or not. So, but see, the thing they don't know is that the fact there's going to be one power that's going to take over the world. It isn't going to be the World Economic Forum, not with Schwab, unless he happens to be the Antichrist. And, you know, there's a picture of this guy walking around butt naked with a few little clothes on various parts of his body. I don't know where he was at, but this is the head of the World Economic Forum.
That's embarrassing, I think. It's just, I would be totally embarrassed to do what he did. I wouldn't do what he did, but...
Well, this isn't like in regular news. You know, this is stuff when you're looking up and looking at the World Economic Forum and stuff and Klaus Schwab, that's what you find.
I mean, that's terrible.
You know, it's him. But see, this is where it is. And so, You know, it's interesting that when you look at some of these things and then you see what's really going on in America, and you can see that the churches have fallen away. Because there are issues that's divided America and the churches are quiet. The only one that I know of that speaks out on moral issues is Franklin Graham.
Yep. You don't hear many others.
No. Not like he does.
Nope.
He gets in the news and everything else. And I'm not saying all pastors, you know, are backslid and going to hell. But it's time for us in the church to wake up and draw close to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
But see, right next to their Bible, you know, they got all their little packets ready in case they get raptured out. You know, you remember the movie that they made where everybody got raptured out.
And their clothes were all folded.
So they bring them already folded. I mean, I've never seen such more ludicrous. But that's the way you know that they got raptured out. Their clothes are there. I mean, you know, this happens in a split second. So that's pretty fast folding.
Yeah.
You have to take them off. Fold them real nice. Of course, they got to be clean, you know, because nobody wants to leave behind dirty underwear or something. So everything's got to be clean.
Mom said every day, put on clean underwear in case you're in an accident.
Well, that's what they used to say back then.
Oh,
you know?
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. So at any rate, worldview. America's not safe because of biblical culture change. Well, that's true, but it's because of sin. And, of course, FaithWire, you can go to faithwire.com and read that and a lot of other stuff. Now, another thing we want to talk about, and this has really gotten in the news, and I think this is the same girl. Yeah. And I'll tell you, the people are just... Matter of fact, I've got an update to this I was thinking about next week. But, you know, people are enraged in Nigeria. This is a 25-year-old woman. She was going to a college in Nigeria's Sokoto State. And her classmates, who were Muslim, got mad at her. Because they thought she said something blasphemous.
Oh, my goodness.
But see, if you say that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, then you're blaspheming, you know, what they think of Muhammad and their God, you see? You know, our very beliefs are blasphemous to the world. You know, like Paul said, to those who believe, our message is an aroma of life. But to those who do not believe, our message is an aroma of death. And in America and in the world, they do not like Christians thinking that Jesus, Yahshua, is the only way to heaven. But I got news for you. He is. And to the glory of the Father. And so this girl was beaten up. Her body was burned.
Oh, my goodness, that's horrible.
She sent a message to the school WhatsApp group. And I don't use any of those apps. But, see, the thing of it is that a lot of people are incensed over this in Nigeria. And in Nigeria, the Christians, we've been covering this for a long time, and... You know, the government there doesn't do anything at all. And the police there don't do much, just like they don't do much, you know, in Pakistan and India when Christians need help. And so the video of her being beaten went viral on local social media. And... She was lying on the ground with her bloody left arm attempting to cover her head as male and female students gathered around beating her with sticks, throwing large stones, shouting Allah Akbar. Now, if you think this can't come to America, you're crazy.
That's right.
This is worldwide. We report on this stuff every week. But there's other organizations that's been doing it for many, many years. And I got news for you. It's worse today than it's ever been.
Yes, it is.
And
it's
a student horrible. From the school told ICC, that's International Christian Concern, and that's where this article came from, that Muslim students and teachers don't like Christians in school. Well, that's a dumb moment, because we already know that. They don't like Christian students in the same town. They don't like them walking on the same soil. They don't like them being on earth. They don't like them at all. There is a blood hatred taught in many of these. Now, not all Muslims are like that, though. And, you know, when ISIS was going through the Middle East, and we were covering it, you know, we found the Kurds and a number of other groups that ISIS hated, and those other Muslim groups actually joined with Christians to fight ISIS. So make no mistake about it, they're not all like that. But this is the part of Islam that works to extinguish Christianity. But the problem of it is that the very ones who are the enemies of Jesus Christ are the ones that get saved.
Yep.
And I don't know how many times. They're not all getting saved, or it'd be nice. If they're all getting saved, we wouldn't have to worry about this. But they're not all getting saved.
They're not going to.
But there's a lot. John 3:16, you read that. Everybody knows that. But if you go a couple of verses beyond that, it says that they're not going to come to the Lord because they love darkness more. There's a delusion. And in the world, that delusion, and matter of fact, you can find many delusions. And that's the one thing the Lord warned about, is the delusion that's going to come. And so pray for Nigeria. Pray for this girl's family. And pray that Christians will be safe. Now, see, Nigeria was removed from the U.S. State Department's countries of particular concern interest list.
Well, it shouldn't have been.
In November 2021. Well, see, Trump appointed someone to watch that. And I was thinking Pompeo was watching out for a lot of that. I'm not sure who it was. But there's always been someone to monitor this list. But Dumbutt up there, you know, he wants to make friends and get oil from Iran, who wants to kill us. He wants to go to Venezuela and get oil from them, who hates us. I mean, this guy don't have a clue. But see, he's being pushed or taught by Barack Obama. And the reason we know that is because Barack Obama does the same thing, goes to the same places. He makes friends with all these people. And, you know, these people want to overthrow America. And we've got people here today that want to overthrow America. That's what Biden and what he's doing is all about. And he stumbles his way around, and people laugh at him, and they say things about him. But he's done more damage than 7 Obamas could have done.
Yep.
But the bottom line of it is, there's a lot of people waking up. But see, you want this thing to change overnight, you need to think about repenting. Take care of your own life. Take care of your family. And get yourselves right with God. And also, there are some prayers you need to be praying for escaping. And I have said these things on the shows many, many times. But you need to get with it. Wake up. And pray for this country. Now, you may reach a point, just like Jeremiah was, when the Lord told Jeremiah not to pray for Judah anymore. You know, I mean, even if Moses or Elijah showed up, they wouldn't have been able to help Judah at that point.
Because God was done with them.
Yep, because of what they were doing. But once they went into captivity and fulfilled it, God brought them back out and had forgiven them. And that follows the same thing about, you know, in the New Testament, where our Father and our God corrects us, chastises us. He acts as our Father. And Paul says, if you resist this correction, that's my word for it, discipline, and, you know, and reject him as a father who is correcting you, then are you not bastards, he says. So, there's reasons to pay attention to when the Lord is getting you to wake up. Are you ready?
I am. The title of this story is America Not Safe for Kids, and it comes to us via FaithWire. And you've probably heard the story about the 15-year-old girl that was at an NBA game with her dad, and she got up to go to the restroom and never returned to her seat. And
in Dallas,
her dad reported it to the police. They were looking all over for her. He was finally told to go home.
And she went to the restroom.
Surveillance videos or surveillance footage shows
the
girl leaving the arena with a man, but they don't
say whether he was forcefully making her leave, or maybe he
or she was walking out on her own.
Will you help me find my daughter?
Enticed her with
something or whatever.
We don't know.
And
she was missing for 11.
She was found a week and a half later on April 18th in a hotel room in Oklahoma City.
To Oklahoma.
She was rescued
after their girl's parents identified her through nude photos posted online
advertising her
for sex. And it was a total of 11 days before she was reunited with her parents.
The attorney is, they family has
the
an attorney.
Dallas
there.
Police told
she
the parents they had to
motel room where this
go
guy
to Richland Hills to register her
ID.
Missing,
and
I
girl,
think because of the surveillance video, they considered her a runaway, and they ultimately, the parents ended up
with this situation.
Contacting a Houston-based anti-trafficking organization. And they're the ones that successfully located the missing teenager using facial recognition technology. And so they, Oklahoma's police were called. They went to the motel, got the girl, rescued her from this sex trafficking. She was being trafficked for commercial sex purposes. And they ended up arresting 8 people in this crime, but I don't think any of them are being charged with kidnapping, which gets me, and taking a child across state lines for purposes of sex. But thank God they were all arrested. I think this kind of thing, they should all get life for this kind of crime. It's horrific. They shouldn't get off easy. And another thing I wanted to put in there, parents really need to talk to their children about strangers. It's not safe anymore. You cannot talk to strangers. It's heartbreaking. But you can't trust people. Children need to be told to stay away from strangers. If they grab them, they should start screaming and kicking and fighting and doing all they can to get away. And they should not believe their lies of helping me find the dog, or I've got a bunch of candy for you, or my child is missing. This is just horrible what's going on with our children today.
Well, it is, and it does say various crimes ranging from felony warrants to human trafficking rape.
Well, the one article I read, it didn't say anything about kidnapping.
And so these people, and they look like eight illegals. They really did. I saw the pictures of them.
Well, they don't look very bright, some of them.
So, I mean, who knows?
And to be involved in this kind of stuff, you don't have any self-respect, any morals, or anything else. This is horrible.
And see, she went to the game with her dad.
Yeah.
Which is wrong, because he should have went with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, stood outside and waited for her to come out.
Well, that won't happen again, I'll tell you.
Well,
it shouldn't happen to anybody's children.
No. And that's the issue that I have with this. And that's why we have America Not Safe.
Well, you know, when we were growing up, we used to play outside in the streets and till dark. We had to be home at dark. You didn't have to worry about strangers or anything. You knew everybody in the neighborhood and around.
Yeah, totally different today.
Yeah.
And I just hate this. And another thing, she was white.
Yeah.
And they've been dissing whites, and they've been against whites, this group, BLM, Antifa, the Democrats. You know, look what they did when you had the Floyd riots. The whole of the House threw on African capes and knelt. Remember that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, give me a break. You know, what a mess is this in this country? That's why America is not safe right now.
Yes.
It's even worse, because now they want to take the babies and murder them. And they want to murder them, and there's already a couple of states, I think, that's passed the laws of those. One was New York, and then another was California. And they want to be able to kill kids' babies up to 21, what was it, 21 months?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was 28, the last I knew it was 28 days after birth, but dear God, 21 months after birth? That's horrifying.
Well,
that's murder.
You know, I can't, you know, I mean, 8 days after birth is still murder.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Abortion's murder.
Yeah, it is. And so at the beginning of this show, Tower did a thing about our articles and stuff like that. And I have three ones that I put out today on blood guilt. These are important. I've got the original series on blood guilt, two other articles. I even have more, but I only put these three. Go by, listen to them, read them, and be informed on blood guilt, because that's going to matter in America. It's going to matter with people. You better wake up. And those on the streets, the gangbangers and the others, all the gangs, there's going to be a whole pile of people in Sheol, in hell, doing time forever, burning in the lake of fire, because you think you can go bloody up and kill and murder people, and all you have to do is say three Hail Marys and away you go. I got news for you. You're going to be in that eternal fire where the worm never dies.
Amen.
And the fire is not quenched.
Amen.
And that will be your just reward for what you do.
That's right.
And all those that take care, that steal these kids like this little girl, you know, in actuality, they should have just locked you up and thrown away the key forever for what you did.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. And see, now we're finding teachers that are doing this. And this has been something that's happening for a long time, the teachers sleeping with their students.
Yeah.
You know, you people can cram it as far as your, you know, your methods. You people are sickening.
They are.
Now, we got another one. This comes via CBN. America Not Safe Policing Streets. And the big problem here is, of course, we had in the beginning Antifa, BLM, the Democrats, the liberal leaders of, you know, of places like Washington, not just Washington, D.C., Washington State, Oregon, Portland specifically, California, and others, had this thing to get rid of the cops.
Yeah.
And then it became so violent, so bloody, that they decided they needed the cops. And remember
stupid
the big
people.
Shindig they did over in California, over in New York, with all those who wouldn't take the shots?
Yeah.
And there was like 4,200 of them that wouldn't, or something
like that.
I can't
remember. There was several thousand.
And at any rate, they were going to fire him. Well, they decided that they weren't going to fire him yet. And the last thing I heard about it, they were trying to get him to come back. I don't know where it stands. But see, first, you know, I mean, you hate him. You want to get rid of him. And then all that, you know, you start having massive murders. Our murder rates are terrible because of what's been going on. We have entire gangs that are stripping, you know, the inner cities and the stores of goods. I'll tell you, if I had a shop in the inner cities, there'd be some dead gangbangers on the ground.
Yep. Unfortunately.
This is just sickening.
It
and
is.
Why is this happening? I can tell you two reasons. One, we need to repent. Two, blood guilt. Because when blood guilt is ignored, and that is the death of the innocent, when someone dies by violence and stuff, and it causes, you know, they're dead, and you've shed their blood, his blood is on your head.
That's right.
That's blood guilt. And that blood guilt is so serious, the Lord gave Israel a lot of instructions on how to make sure that curse doesn't come against them. I got news for you, America and the world. Blood guilt will stain the land, and it makes it hard for you, almost impossible, you know, as far as that land being stained. And you're going to have more violence and more violence and more violence, just like happened in America. America not safe policing the streets. And what they're talking about is police officers being attacked. How many have we heard, you know, of police officers just getting killed on the job?
Tons, it seems like.
Well, last year there were 73 police officers killed on the job, which was a 59% jump
wow.
in officer-related deaths. That's over the previous year.
Wow.
And see, now we got Joe Biden, who, and the Democrats, guess what they've done? In many of these cities, they have let out felons, longtime felons. And what are they doing? They're murdering and killing and stealing.
Yeah, and I bet there's been a lot more than 73 police officers killed already this year.
Oh, that's CBN's figures, so I don't know. Well, the thing of it
is... Well, that's for last year as well.
And Christopher Wray, which is the FBI director, says all this is tied to an increase in violent crimes as a whole. Murder jumped 29%, with 5,000 more people killed than in 2019.
Wow.
That was 2020. It jumped 29%, 5,000 more than 2019. And so he said last year officers were being killed at a rate of almost one every 5 days.
Good grief. That's horrifying. That's not right.
So we, you know, I mean, look, folks, America not safe because of the biblical culture change. We have fallen away from the Lord.
Amen.
America is not safe for our kids. And this is just one example. This kidnap of this girl that went to an NBA game with her dad, and he never saw her again for a long time.
Well, she's very fortunate to be able to go home. Most of them don't get out of that.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. These kids, when they're taken like that and they go into these gangs that do this to these kids, when they're done with them, they'll either kill them or sell them to another group out of country.
Yeah.
And you'll never see them again. Thank God she wasn't. Now, remember those girls, that one girl that disappeared when she was down
in Aruba,
and somewhere down there, and
it was in Aruba. Yeah,
yeah. We never saw her again.
Nope. I often wondered if she wasn't sold to the Middle East
because she was blonde haired, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty girl.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Just sickening what they're
doing. It is.
America is not safe also because of the police officers are being killed. And not just three stories this week. Just three things. The emphasis. And with Biden opening up and continuing to open up. Now the word is, and this is the latest word on some of the intel coming into this country, is that there are a lot of radical Islamists who belong to dangerous organizations coming in through our border. And I'm going to tell you, if that's the case, then it's only going to get worse. I mean, look at all of the places that have been burned, and that is food production facilities.
Yeah.
20 or 30 of them nationwide getting burned. Do you think these things just are unsafe and they just catch on fire? No. Somebody is lighting these things on fire. And another thing, farmers and ranchers are told to kill their cattle and destroy their crops, and the government will pay them. That's come from various witnesses that we came in contact with on the internet, in social media when they were there. I mean, somebody in the government is telling them to destroy food and good, viable beef that should go to market is being destroyed. This came out of Texas.
Well, the government is working to tear us down, destroy our morals, to destroy us, to make us want to be dependent on the government.
Yep.
To take away our self-will, that we will be dependent on the government. That's why all this is going on.
And that is exactly, you know, when we talk of Klaus Schwab, the WEF, also Biden is cozying up and trying to get the WHO and have a thing where they handle everything for America. I mean, I don't care what the Democrats do and Biden, because that don't affect me. I am not going to let some dipwit from WHO in the national, and I'm not going to let some fat butt queer weirdo Klaus Schwab tell me how I'm going to live. I'm not going to let an illicit government like we have growing now try to tell me what morals is and how I'm going to live. And it's time for America to wake up. And a lot of talk show hosts have mentioned this, and a lot of them get frustrated because nothing changes. But you see, there is one difference with me. I have known most of my life what was coming to America. I knew in advance that the next election that Trump was going to try to get the second term, I knew that would not work out. I also knew in advance, absolutely, that when Joe Biden was to be elected, that would begin judgment. The only thing I didn't know is how deep and how long. But I guarantee you, if you think God is asleep, if you think he doesn't have people that know him on this earth, you're crazy.
That's right.
There are a lot of God-fearing Christians, a lot of them that hear the voice of the Lord. The Spirit of God is active in the earth. The Word of God is solid, and you can trust it. And if you're going to do wickedly, you go to Revelation 22 and read that. And there's something in there that if you don't find it and don't read it, then you don't have ears to hear. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because if you go there and you hear what I want you to hear, then you'll have ears to hear. And it describes this society, gives them a choice. It's time to wake up, America.
Amen.
And while we're covering all this stuff of the persecution worldwide on Christians, you know, I've been telling people, you know, we've had Christians for many, many years that are not safe. Their families aren't safe. They're being killed, being destroyed. Their churches are being destroyed. All the while, the Christians in America are soft and fat and comfortable. Well, I got news for you. It's changed. And it's time to wake up, get back with the Lord, and it's time for the Christian church to come together and stand tall.
Amen. Amen.
And I seen an article the other day, today I think it was, and it was about someone talking about Mormonism and Christianity. I don't talk denominations. I don't talk what you think you are. I'll tell you what you need to be. You need to be in the absolute Word of God. That's right. And you need to be born again through Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and He has a Father. And there's only one gospel. There's not 10, there's not 20, there's not 2, there's 1. And that's all you need to know. If you're reading another so-called holy book besides the true and living Word of God, then you've got the wrong book. There's a war going on in this planet for souls, and I'm on the right side. I don't know which side you were on. But it's time to stop playing church, stop playing politics in church, and get busy serving the Lord. Because God is going to go through this, and there's no room for fence sitters.
Amen.
And if you expect America to save you, you're nuttier than a fruitcake. Now, we got a good one. We're done with America now, for the time being. This comes from Barnabas Fund. This is about the Chibok, two Chibok girls. And, you know, Tower, we have followed the Chibok incident from the beginning.
Yes,
Boko
we
Haram
have.
Captured the girls when they were at school. 275 girls were taken at the time. Many were later released. Some died. But there's one left that we know of.
Leah Sheribu.
Yeah, and she is supposed to have had a second kid.
Yeah.
She was forced to marry. And then she had those two kids. Now, I can tell you, as far as the WIBR Warren Radio, we categorically denounce the radical Islamic agenda, which kills, murders, and kidnaps innocent victims. But it's also a great thing to see these two young women who overcame, and they went and graduated anyway, when a lot of these radical Islamists want their women ignorant, stupid, and just having babies and cooking meals.
Being slaves, basically.
Yeah. And these two young women have a lot going for them. They came to America.
Yeah, Joy and Lydia and their cousins.
Yeah, go ahead.
And they were kidnapped during the Chibok, and Boko Haram told them that school is taboo for women and warned them that if they go back to school, they would come for them. And because of what happened with Boko Haram, Lydia got scared to go back to school again. She just told her parents, I would rather stay with you and at home and suffer than go back to school again. And she thought all her dreams had changed, but God had a different plan for them. And they ended up in the United States. They went to Southeastern University. I believe that's an Assembly of God college. And Lydia, they graduated in 2021 with undergraduate degrees.
They received scholarships from Southeastern in 2017, and they completed their undergraduate degrees in 2021. Lydia plans to become a human rights lawyer, while Joy hopes to start a community support agency in Chibok to take in those who have been injured in a violent relationship, have been attacked by the Boko Haram, lost their property, and lost their food. So that's an amazing story of these two young girls being able to come to America and become educated to go back to help their people.
Well, and they're going to have to be protected when they get back.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, and thank God for that. And there are good stories coming out over there, but this one is close to our heart because we've been following it for years. And we have followed a lot of these people that got delivered over the years. And from all over the world, you know, we've tracked them. And thank God.
Yes.
So I'm looking at something. One, two, yeah, here we go. We're in India now. Anti-conversion laws. And see, they've been doing this all over India. And there's another state there that they're going to ratify the Freedom of Religion Acts, also known as anti-conversion. See, the problem you have with the freedom of religion, you can have a freedom of religion, but after that, that's about it. Because the minute you try to have that faith active, or you try to do anything with it, you can get in trouble. So, they're intended, according to Jeff King of International Christian Concern, that's where this article came from, to punish freedom of conscience and choice. And most of the, you know, people do get in trouble. And, you know, because they will use, you know, and you listen to, I've been covering this for years, and they do. Oh, there's freedom of religion here, but Christians are getting persecuted and killed. But there's freedom of religion. Well, you're not free to carry a Bible around. You're not free to speak the name of Jesus. You're not free to pray in your own home.
Or to talk to other people about Jesus.
Yeah, you're not free to do anything, but there's freedom of religion, at least for the Muslims, or for, in this state in India, the Hindus. And this kind of law is going all over the globe in these kind of areas. It's just amazing how we can say it's freedom of religion and...
Yeah, and they just deepen the vulnerability of, you know, all the minority groups,
yeah,
rather than offering protection.
Yeah. So, it just amazes me how these people can look themselves in the mirror and say, well, we've given them freedom of religion. Well, they can't practice it. They can't do nothing with it. Now, Egypt is actively trying to open up Christian churches there, and they're actively trying to change it. Saudi Arabia is really trying to change. And so there is change. And that, you know, and as I said earlier, there is that point that even the enemies of Christ are coming to the Lord. So while we talk about this stuff, you know, the Lord is in charge. And we praise God for his deliverance. And we look to him to keep us and all the believers. And so with that, we're going to be closing down the show now, Tower.
Okay.
So I turn it to you for a minute or two.
Okay, well, these people can face up to 10 years imprisonment, 3 to 10 years, and a huge fine. It's horrible. But anyway, please remember to pray for your brothers and sisters around the world. Pray for God's protection on them and freedom for them. And we ask that you would do what you can to help them And we thank you for all that you do for the Lord, and we love you, we pray for you, and we always hope the best for you and the Lord, and may God richly bless you and keep you, and be safe. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And also get the book, The Rising, by Dana Glenn Smith, my latest. That is prophetic, biblical, and it was written before the COVID. There's a lot of things in it that will help you to understand exactly what is going on. It's a Christian fiction book, The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. And you can get some links and stuff over at danaglennsmith.com or warren-usa.com. Till next time, God bless. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.